Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, well, it is a Wednesday. That means it's Hawk Topics with our good buddy Steve Hawk in here. Hey, bud.
Hello. Hi, guys.
So good to see
you. I'm doing pretty good. You know, shorts and a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, buddy.
Let's do it.
Let's have some summer.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's parts of the country. Yesterday, I talked to a couple different people in various areas. A man was just moaning, and the other one about he lives in the Phoenix area.
Oh,
and they're getting. I'm like, well, you chose that.
Yeah, right.
You chose that. What'd you think was going to happen? And it is extreme.
Yeah.
And the other person lives in Nashville, where it's not only warm but very humid. And I was, and they're like, man, we're just trying to survive the heat. I'm sure you guys are the same. I'm like,
nope.
Kind of opposite end of the spectrum. We're really looking forward to a break.
Again, it's all about choices.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, it's good to have the summertime. And you know, it's summer when the Colville Rodeo sponsors our Hot Topics.
Heck yes.
So let's go rodeo, as they say.
We don't rodeo in the winter.
Not around here.
We don't. No.
It's not as much fun. There could be some games or whatever that could be cool in the snow.
Just not as fun to probably watch.
No. I mean, it's not going to be as fun to watch. How hard would it be?
You talk about team roping in the snow or something.
I've never done that, but wouldn't roping be kind of difficult in the snow?
Not if you're really good at it.
Not if you're good at it, because you're just riding a horse and throwing a rope.
Yeah.
Like, what if you had, like, calf roping, and instead of just riding the horse and jumping off on the calf, you're on a sled behind, and like a toboggan, and you have to, like, surf on the toboggan and then jump on it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The horse is pulling the sled.
Yes.
You jump off the sled.
Right.
You have to make it more winter, like you just did.
Yeah, you just turn it into, like the Winter Olympics.
I love it.
Well, somebody figure that out, and we'll have an amazing event. Happy Post Street Bridge grand opening.
Oh, thank you. I forgot about that. I was going to wear my special shirt.
does that even affect you at all, or no? I mean, will you use it?
It's been so long since I've used it.
5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, they timed it out nicely. Hey, we're going to shut down Washington for the next 8 years.
I know.
But we're going to open up Post.
That's so true. They almost timed it perfectly.
Pretty darn close.
Yeah, yeah.
They were only off by a couple days.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm all for it. It's been so long. Well, it'll be interesting. Is it the same route? Is it going to go down, turn, Anthony's, this and that?
No, I think it's a bridge. So same, I think.
They didn't really redesign the road or anything, but it's still going to have those funky turns.
But the good deal is, Steve, and then this is what I'm excited about.
The walking trail park?
You can finally go on the Centennial Trail to the park without having to do the detour where you went up and you had to go up through the neighborhood. There's nothing. I'm like, hey, we're walking on the street.
Yeah.
Neat.
Now the gorge.
No, it's terrible. I hated going that way.
Yep. The Gorge Trail Loop, Kev.
Excuse me?
That's what they call it. The Gorge Trail Loop.
Oh, because, you do get dip down into the gorge there, I guess. And then you come back up, and now you go right into the park.
Yep.
Or if you're on the street, it's very easy just to walk, you know, right there from Fresh Basket, cross the street.
Yep.
Monroe, you're in the park.
Didn't they also open up that walking bridge there? They redesigned it and opened it, the one by Anthony's.
I think that's part of the project.
Yeah.
So that's open
now. That's, 11:30 this morning.
Open. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I'm glad to see all of that stuff because it has been a very long time.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect me, but I think it's cool that it's all fixed, you know, and ready to go.
You'll maybe start getting downtown that way.
I might. Yeah.
Because Monroe's can't always be fun. Washington is.
Right.
And so what's up, Post?
You up?
Yeah. What's up, Post? You up?
Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Round one. Kevin, you want to ask him the question you just brought up a few moments ago when we were doing the stat?
Please.
Do you have any hidden photos on your... Or, no.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Oh, stop.
He just had a moment there.
I really did. I'm starting to sweat.
I was reading exactly what Jay typed. That's not what I
didn't write that.
That was me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Third try.
Do you have anything on your phone that would be embarrassing if somebody saw it? Like in your photos?
Yeah.
Okay. There might.
I mean, embarrassing, like silly embarrassing. Okay. I don't have anything like, oh, how's next weekend in jail sound? Well, there's nothing that embarrassing.
What? That's a different, that's not embarrassing. Well,
that's illegal.
I didn't know the spectrum of where we were.
Well, and that's what gets you in trouble.
There's something on there that you'd be like, I'd prefer if nobody saw that.
Yeah, there's that old picture of me in a high school band uniform.
Oh, I would like to see that if you don't mind.
I would not like to share that. Okay. So is it on my phone? Mm-hmm. Do I want to share it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I got you.
Yeah. How long ago was that taken?
A couple years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the hidden folder?
I do.
On your iPhone?
I don't have an iPhone, silly.
Yeah, that's
silly,
right.
Silly. Oh, but I have another phone, and it took me a while to find that they even had a hidden folder. And now that I have stuff in there, I think, but I don't know how to find it.
It's really hidden. Yeah. It's actually hidden from you.
It is.
That's the owner of the phone. That's crazy. Yeah, well, that's hidden.
But I don't know what I would have put in there. Like, I don't want my kid to see this. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have incriminating. I just might have embarrassing.
Yeah, okay. There you go. I didn't even know there was a hidden folder, and Kevin's like, what? I didn't know. I don't have whatever.
I was like you. I don't have a need for it, so I didn't go looking for one. But now that I found one.
Yeah, very true. I mean, I guess mine was I had young kids that would use my phone.
Yep.
And maybe.
Right.
There was a photo or two that I just didn't want them to see.
Inappropriate screenshots, not necessarily, but I had jokes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Things like that I kept in the hidden.
That I get. Yeah, I can't wait to show, Jane, Kevin at work. This is funny. Yeah.
But not my 10-year-old.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
My granddaughter said the other day about my phone. She was talking to somebody, and she goes, yeah, Papa has a video of him naked on his phone. I go, what? I go, no, I do not. She goes, uh-huh, Papa, you're in the shower, and you're naked.
Oh, is that the one you sent to Steve?
And I go, what are you talking about? I go, no, I do not, Amelia. And she's like, yes, and you're talking to your guys, your friends at work.
Yeah, he actually did send us that.
Oh, I did send one to Steve.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, don't bring us into this.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I did a project last night. I did arts and crafts last night at my house.
Kevin James.
And it was so fun.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Round two brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration. Our friend Steve Hawk is here, so
hello.
It's Hawk Topics.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you mind if I ask Hawk this question first out of the shoot?
Go for it, man.
Hawk.
Yeah.
It's that time of year where everybody is going to say it at some point, I feel like.
All right.
What are you doing today? I'm going to the lake.
When
you say, I'm going to the lake, it's such a great term around here. But everybody has their lake.
Yeah.
When you say you're going to the lake, where are you going, Steve Hawk?
That's a really good question.
You don't have one that's a lock for you?
Not necessarily. Okay. No. Because I would go to a couple of different lakes for different reasons. If I'm packing up the kids and, hey, what lake are you going to go to? Probably we're just going to hang out at Coeur d'Alene. Yep. I don't have a slip anywhere. Right. I don't have a lake place.
Yep.
I don't have anything. So if we're going to go do anything, I love Tubbs Hill area.
Yeah.
I don't mind walking the beach in Coeur d'Alene. It's just you can make that a day. Go to their park, their new park.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So the lake to you would probably be Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah. And if we're fishing, that's a whole different story. Everything's different.
Yeah.
And you could tell us where those were, but you'd have to kill us.
I can't.
Yeah, you can't. It's
fishing
illegal.
Holes.
It's absolutely illegal.
Well, because producer Steve is going to have to get a lake. He's going to have to figure out his lake here.
That's a good point.
Jay, when you say it, do you have one?
I don't, Kevin, at all. I mean, ours is where we go to Minnesota for the lake. But around here, depending on the person, some people, when they say that, I know immediately they mean priest.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I know when they say they're, because I know, who they are.
Yeah, their routine.
Yeah. But I think Coeur d'Alene is the go-to. And then,
if you're, like for me, if I say I'm going to the lake.
You're going to Coeur d'Alene.
Deer Lake.
Oh, yours is Deer.
Deer Lake, because that's where my brother's place is.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we go there.
Yeah.
I have friends that they're going to the lake. It's Loon Lake.
Although,
other people say we're going to the lake, and it's Lake Roosevelt.
Right.
Like, I mean, I have a ton.
Yes.
So it's just very weird. Everybody has their own.
Is that a size thing?
Which one? Roosevelt?
No. So, like, if you say you're going to go to the lake, I feel like that means a big lake. Like, oh, I'm going to go to the lake. I'm going to go to Ponderay or Roosevelt or Coeur d'Alene. But if you say it's a smaller lake, aren't you more likely to say the name of the lake?
Maybe.
I guess if you live out in the Liberty Lake area and you say, I'm going to the lake, maybe you're just saying, I'm going down to the lake, and you know.
I'm going down to the lake means the lake closest to you.
Yeah, I just feel like everything in Liberty Lake is, you know,
yeah, because funnels to the lake, yeah. But, I mean, people, don't, when they go to the Priest Lake, they don't say Priest Lake, they say Priest.
Yep.
And when they go to Medical Lake, I think they say Medical Lake.
Yes, I'm going to Clear Lake. I'm going to Eloica Lake.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think the smaller ones, maybe they say the full name.
You also have to say the name to establish the fact that it's what you're getting into.
Yeah.
I'm going to Medical Lake. Well, that's going to be a lot different than if you're going to, you know, Loon Lake.
Right. I'm not getting a houseboat on Loon Lake, but when I go to Roosevelt,
Totally. Yeah. But your go-to is still Coeur d'Alene.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's close. It's... like you said, the family can go. You go to a park, whatever. Jump in the water if you feel like it. Go get a, what is it, a gooey duck? What is it, a gooey? What do they call that thing?
I don't think they have gooey ducks in the
gooey's
lake.
No, not in the lake. Just in the...
I mean, you can find them in the ocean.
That would be different. That would be different. If you do find one, don't touch it. We're not quite sure what that is.
Don't touch it.
Well, I mean, if you've ever seen a gooey duck, Steve, you don't definitely don't want to touch
it.
Run.
They're not normal.
Steve, what time is the most productive time of your day? Like at work, not taking out at home.
I'm going to say 9.
9 a.m.?
Correct.
You're in the ballpark. What was the study, Kevin, that did all the...
the study says it's 10:30.
You're incorrect on your own time, yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's
the innovation zone.
That is when you're your most creative. I don't think that works for us because we have to get here so early.
Everything's different. It just depends on your life, your schedule, and your job.
Yeah. But this was a study of humans, and they came back with 10:30 being the most productive time.
Well, at least it was in the morning, because I can completely agree with that.
Yeah, after lunch, it's just harder.
It is.
You know, you've just had your lunch. You want to take a nap. It's later in the day. You're kind of worn out a little.
My wife does creative work from home.
Yeah.
And she does it early. She wakes up early.
So she gets up early to get a start on it?
Yeah, that's when her brain works best.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, she falls right into this category that we're talking about. I mean, I think you're fresher in the morning. The mind's, I don't know why. It just is, the mornings.
I've always said that about Kevin. You're fresher in the morning.
I am. Always.
I don't. I like you in the afternoon. All warmed up. Ready to go?
All warmed up.
What is happening?
I don't know. Steve.
Don't shush me.
I saw a survey that said that people who are younger than us, like let's say people who are in their under 30, that they refuse to call anyone unless they text them first to say they're going to call.
That surprises me. I figured it would be the other way around.
Like the older people would do
it?
Yep. Really?
Because I do that.
You text and go, hey, man, can you mind if I call you?
Not always, but a lot of the time.
I'm like, we're not talking about like best friends or family or whatever. I don't know if that counts, but just like people who maybe aren't like living with you or that kind of thing.
I just feel
time
like.
Time for a quick call? Hey, you know what?
I always I'm like, hey,
you have
is
done
it
that
okay to call?
Yeah.
Or I'll do busy? ?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know what you're doing. Just because I don't have anything to do doesn't mean you're just sitting there waiting for me to text.
Yeah.
So if you're driving, I don't want to bother you. If you're in surgery, I don't want to bother you.
Right. Yeah.
So, hey, can you talk?
It seems like just an added layer of respect, honestly.
Absolutely.
It's not really that big of a deal.
No. Mm.
Do you sign your texts?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, unless the person doesn't know me, but I couldn't tell you the last time I even thought about that, to be honest.
Okay.
I have said, hey, it's me, in case they just saw a random phone number. They don't know who I am. Hey, remember, it's me, the dude you met.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right, yeah. Remember me? Got time for a call?
Yeah, I mean, I exchange numbers on golf courses and stuff, and I don't know that these people always.
Okay.
So, they may, hey, it's me, that dude, but I don't usually sign
Do you
it.
Have a good way of saving their names in your phone?
No.
That is something I've forced myself to do.
Oh, my wife is so good at this, Kevin.
Because I just had the thing where I would look and I'd be like, oh, neat. Ronnie. I had no idea. Ronnie what? Ronnie who? Ronnie. I will now give a description.
That's great.
I will do something similar. I'll be a Ronnie-golf, but that still doesn't.
You got to do it the other way around.
Oh, because then I could golf. All my golf buddies.
That's right.
Be,
yeah, my wife does it that way with like anything that has to do with the cabin, her parents' cabin. Yep. It's cabin Carol, cabin electrician, cabin plumber Tom. And, you know, so then when you go to cabin,
absolutely,
they're all listed there. And she does that with everything. Because she's like, what was the name of that guy? And I'm like, cabin guy? Yep. I don't know.
I could see that. I mean, I have like 3 people in my contact list that all have been tagged with plumbing.
Right. Yeah. And then guy still, which guy was that? Yeah. Is that the guy I liked or didn't like? Or yeah.
But what if you meet a cabin?
Huh?
Is that the one you want to go with? Is that, you want to rethink it or?
No, I'm happy with it.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Man. It says favorite soda by state, and then it says Washington, and it says
Kevin James.
Starbucks.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Huh?
Funny.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
That was a genuine laugh. Kevin's clip of the day. Coming up after the clip of the day, we're going to give away some of those Lind Combine Demo Derby tickets for you. But hold on 1 second. So in about 3-4 minutes here, we'll give you some Demo Derby tickets.
I'm glad that we're talking Demo Derby because I feel like this guy, as a celebrity, would be someone who would completely enjoy the Lind Combine Demo Derby.
Okay.
Theo Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
The great Theo Vaughn. Absolutely ridiculous, hilarious. He's coming to Spokane, by the way. September 12th, I think, I just saw.
Yeah, nice.
That Theo Vaughn will be in Spokane. But Theo has his podcast, and he always has a lot of great guests. He had Jelly Roll on a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Jelly are buddies. They like each other. But that doesn't mean that Theo doesn't get to have some fun with you once in a while. And so Theo was mentioning the fact that how every time Jelly wins an award, he's just going to get up on stage and give a crazy speech.
He's just going to preach.
And so Theo just goes into Theo Vaughn mode, which is, you know, him just making up random funny stuff, right, talking about Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll, every time he wins an award, he gets up there and he's like, I just want to thank right now there's somebody who's stuck under a bridge. There's somebody out there who's got a size 11 foot and a size 8 tennis shoe. And I just want to say you can live your dream.
Okay, I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason.
Every time Jelly gets an award, man, he's so full of feelings, bro. He gets up there and he's just like, I want to tell you that I was a maitre d' at a macaroni grill, and now I'm a Grammy Award-winning artist.
That's so true, though.
Yeah,
it really is. And you can do it if you just put your mind to it.
Oh, I laughed so hard when I said, there's somebody out there with a size 11 foot and a size 8 shoe.
Right. And I just want you to know you can do it.
Oh, how does that happen?
I don't know. Shoehorn.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say the thing that always gets me with Jelly is, first of all, he'll speed up. His speech.
He gets going.
And then I keep thinking he's going to like run out of range because he keeps getting higher and higher and higher the faster he talks. And the more,
there's no air left.
The more emotion, Jelly, you're like, bro, you're topped out. That's as high as your voice can go, and there's no way you have any air left. But you know what's funny about it, Kevin, is it's wide-reaching. Like, you know, even Dustin Lynch yesterday was talking about how he kind of wishes, well, first of all, he's learning a lot from Jelly.
I remember the early Jelly days as just a kid moving to town. And Jelly's engagement with his fan base is so unique, and it's like next level. You know, it was just noticeably a little bit different, and just wanting to pick his brain about, you know, his philosophy on that and that connection.
Yeah, the connection is just be super real and positive.
For sure.
I mean, that's how you do it. Yep. You know, and no, actually care is a great way to go about it.
Actually care.
Because that's,
no,
I mean,
it's really true.
It's so
and
true,
and also
though.
Be
it's
not unapologetically like, you.
Yeah, I mean, it's
which
just.
Is, I mean, because there's, listen, him and Bunny could have hid their past as much as they wanted. Like this isn't going to be good.
Right.
It would have come out and it would have ruined his career.
That's right. But
so instead he's like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
And this is who she is, and now we're not that, and we're different, and we're doing our things the right way now. But
exactly,
it's like, there's just something about it that's so genuine.
Well, yeah, when you say everybody has a past and I'm not perfect, I'm going to own it, but that's not what we do now and this is how I'm going to be.
Yeah.
I think people can respect that.
For sure.
And he's just like, he's literally so positive, even in the limited personal contact that we've had with him, and we've like interviewed him, what, I guess 2 or 3 times?
Yeah, and
even in those small snippets of time.
And the first time that we met him, I was on the fan. Like, I didn't know if I liked Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I think, this but it was fair, really though. Came.
Yeah, and then met him, and I remember saying to you, dude, that guy is impossible not to root for.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's so likable.
And I think he's even gotten better with that.
Yeah,
he's really He's really embraced what he's become and how people have viewed him, and I think it's great. So anyway, yeah, that's a great take, though, man. It's hard not to make fun of.
Just have some fun with it.
You got a size 11 foot and a size 8 tennis shoe under a bridge. You can do it.
You can do it. I was a maitre d' at the Macaroni Grill. Now I'm an ACM winner.
You think that was off the top of his head, or do you think
probably?
Theo, yeah,
probably.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Theo, have you ever watched much of Theo Von's?
Not really.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
the thoughts that man comes up with, I have to listen to his podcast just because it fascinates me how his brain works. Like, how in the world did you
think
of that?
It's just different.
I guess it's like when comedians do crowd work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they do that. That's super impressive.
Yeah, some people are just super quick with that stuff. And sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't. But
that's true, yeah.
But when it does, it's usually next level stuff.
It's usually a size 11 and an 8.
That's right.
Of all the random things to do.
I'm
an ACM winner. He usually gets going. The thing that I've noticed about Jelly, he'll do one of those, around here we'll call them like Jim Diamondisms, because Jim has a ton of sayings. And I think that gets Jelly rolling.
Yeah.
Jelly rolling, accidental. But it gets him going where he'll, you know, the windshield's bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason. So he'll do like a saying.
Absolutely.
And then that gets him to the next one, which he now doesn't really have a saying, so now he's just freewheeling off the top of his head.
Oh.
And that's where I think the beauty of it comes in, because then he's like,
yep.
That's where the Macaroni Grill comes in.
It's a forward momentum.
It is. You start with that, and you know, around here, Jim would give you the Missouri soup bone, which is his fist. What was yesterday? I can't say yesterday's. That's right.
I'm trying to think of some of the things that Jim Diamond has said that I...
Well, yesterday we figured out this, Kevin. Jim was doing, you take a state and like a body part and,
yeah,
and a tool.
Oh, my.
No, it works.
It does. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Drove to the store and got a taillight and went home and fixed it. You acted surprised for 3 months that it was still out?
Kevin James.
For 3 months, when people said, you have a taillight out, go, what? I do, which one?
Yeah, you gotta always act surprised.
Fake like you're surprised every time.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final thoughts. Steve, you can kick us off with the final thoughts.
Oh, boy. Well, I told you yesterday it was going to happen, and it did.
Uh-oh.
And you laughed at me.
I did?
Both of you.
Oh, both of us. Okay, yeah. I feel better then.
When I said, oh, we're going to have new clothes to show off to each other because of the changing of the weather, and
right,
it's going to be like
right,
shirts and mm-hmm, other things that we haven't seen.
Yes.
You guys said, well, no, not really. We're going to be wearing the same stuff that
yeah,
we have been. I said, well, you're going to see the stuff that was like underneath my sweatshirt.
Right.
So the t-shirts or whatever. And
you didn't disappoint.
Yeah, today, walked in with a shirt that I normally wear under a sweatshirt, and you commented on it.
I did. I was like, I've never seen that before. And you're like, yeah, I've worn it, but I still have never seen it. Kevin, you're a lot different today?
No, same old shirt. I mean, I don't have my sweatshirt on today.
Yeah. You do have that backwards hat on, though.
First time I've ever seen you in a hat.
Yes, thank you.
Have you ever worn a hat?
I sure have, Jay.
Oh, weird.
I haven't noticed it.
Steve never noticed, though.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing your t-shirt collection then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed today's shirt.
Yeah, you commented on
it. Yeah,
it
looks, you know, vintage-looking Mizzou shirt. I don't mind it. Wow, it's all good.
Okay, well, variety is the spice of life, Jay.
Final thoughts.
That's what they say.
I mean, I hear about it. I don't.
Yeah, I've read it. All right, Kevin.
Oh, man. Do you ever Jay, I know you have the Apple Watch.
Yep.
Do you ever do the thing where towards the end of the day or whatever, it goes, low battery,
mm-hmm.
you have 10%.
Yeah.
And you feel like it is a direct correlation to your life. Where you're just like, yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, insulted.
That is correct.
I did it with my phone yesterday, Kev.
Yeah, where you just go,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got the 20% notification.
Time
and it was
to shut it down.
It was very early. It was like, I want to say it was like 4 or something. And
but
I was
you
like,
know you've earned it.
Yeah, I thought.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you're right.
Said low battery, and I'm like, well, I didn't get an app. I literally said to it out loud, I didn't get an app. I don't know what you want me to do. Yeah. It's 4:30 now, and I still got stuff to do. I was just yelling at it. And then I also realized, well, I kind of need my phone on me, but I needed to be outside. So then it was just all a thing. And
yeah, it's just
first world problems, baby.
There's times I laugh at it and just go, you have 7% battery left. And I'm like, that is so true.
You're like, yeah.
That is,
you're telling me.
And I don't know which one's going to die first, this watch or me.
You immediately get to a chair. Well, they said 7%. Yep. They weren't lying.
Time to recharge.
Wouldn't it be great if that's how it worked?
Yeah.
If you had
it and it charges you.
What if you had a charger chair?
Ooh.
Like you could put the phone on the armrest and it would charge and then you would charge.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I'd want it like a rapid charger.
Of course.
Like, wait, you want to be legitimately charged?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
I mean, you know, it's just like one of those chargers where you just set the phone on there and it charges you. I mean, I don't need a cord put anywhere. I just want to, whatever they call those,
wireless charging.
Yeah. That's it. Man, somebody work that out. Yeah, work that out real quick.
All right.
We did a round of Would You Rather, and somebody had texted this one in earlier, so I wrote it down for you. Would you rather not brush your teeth for a week or not shower for 2 weeks?
Oh, man, I'd have to go with the teeth.
So you
because
would, okay.
I feel like you can maybe eat something or chew gum or do something that might like, save it, but not showering for 2 weeks.
Like you could do mouthwash or something.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the same, but it'd be better than nothing.
And it's starting to get hot, like these next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that changes it.
Oh, baby.
Which one? Still got deodorant.
True, you can just keep reapplying.
Yeah. Do you?
Could you use hand soap to just kind of spread it all about yourself?
I mean, if you want to cheat, yeah.
Okay.
Which one are you taking, Steve?
I guess I would agree with Kevin.
Man, it's a rough one. The teeth thing is so gross. It's literally the first thing I do in the morning.
You can brush them with your finger, though.
It's very true. I mean, you could.
Oh, and that's not cheating?
Yeah, no, that's cheating.
Okay.
Are you doing it now?
Yeah.
Get your fingers out of your mouth. You have not washed your hands. You don't.
Yeah, I do. They have a sanitizer on them. It tastes terrible. Sucking the moisture out of my mouth.